from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, is joining us this morning on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. Labor Day is behind us. And, you know, Dave, we've been told this is where the presidential race shifts into high gear. What does this final sprint look like?
It will look very different depending on where you live. And I think one thing, Susan, that we are going to see across the country is if you live in a state, for example, like Pennsylvania, as opposed to New York, or certainly a state such as Michigan or Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, and a couple of others, you are going to see so many political ads. You may think that you've seen as many political ads as you have ever seen in your life, and then multiply it. It's going to be exponentially more than it already has been. And one thing that we are already seeing right now is that the Harris campaign in particular is just spending insane amounts of money to try to gather and capture and motivate voters who haven't decided who they're going to vote for, but the ones who have not, or the ones who are persuadable, or the ones who are low propensity voters. And that's a term I suspect that we're going to hear a lot of over the next several weeks. And what are those voters? Those are the voters who may have a history of casting a ballot in a couple of elections here or there over the years, but oftentimes stay home from the polls. Well, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, both at the presidential level, are going to be going after those voters in ways we've never seen before. So it's going to be television ads, radio ads, the places we expect, but also to other places, too, a lot of digital ads. Even WhatsApp is becoming a kind of a big player in the presidential race, especially for Kamala Harris, for people who may not get their news in traditional routes, but are nevertheless going to be using different communication means to communicate with their family. And it's something that you can sell an ad against.
Yeah, so we're expected to see this right all over, being blitzed by the campaigns. We saw Biden and Harris together for the first time over the weekend. Well, not for the first time, but for the first time since she was the nominee over the weekend. At this point, polls very close too, obviously, Dave. At this point, who is carrying the momentum? Who needs to make up ground as we really head into the stretch here?
Foremost, Brian, the race is incredibly close, and it's close on the national level, and it's incredibly close in those key 7 or 8 swing states, too, across the country. Give a slight edge to Kamala Harris, but this is an edge that can disappear just as quickly as it materialized over the summer, and it's going to largely depend on the way these candidates campaign against each other. We've got debates coming up, okay, providing that the two candidates adhere to what they've agreed to. And that's going to be a massive inflection point, potentially, at least as we saw back in June when Joe Biden was still in the race. So what can happen with a single debate? That's why people focus on them so much, is because that the stakes are that high, and it's an opportunity for the candidates to directly compete and combat one another and not do so through intermediaries or through various media. So that's going to be a huge moment. But also, too, we're going to have in those key swing states, the candidates spend a disproportionate amount of their time. And, well, obviously, they're swing states and they're very close, but there's a couple of other things going on in those swing states, too, particularly when you look at Pennsylvania. What's happening in Pennsylvania in 13 days? Well, I'll tell you, voters are going to start voting, and because in Pennsylvania, you can request and cast absentee ballots in certain circumstances that early on. And it starts on September 16th. So Virginia is close after that, and a few other states just a few days after that. So we basically are not in a situation where you have to wait until November 5th or early voting starts a couple weeks before that. You are going to have some states that are critical around this country, and the campaigns know this, where people are going to be voting weeks before Election Day. So you may love that, you may hate that, but that's reality this time around. And the campaigns are going to have to be spending a considerable amount of time and effort and, of course, money, which right now Kamala Harris has more of than Donald Trump, in order to try to get those voters out to vote and convince them that they are the candidate that the voters should be supporting.
That debate is 1 week away. The first, maybe the only, we don't know. But who needs that debate more?
Well, both candidates need it equally. If Donald Trump has a resounding victory in that debate, that could change the entire complexion of the race. So that could get people who are not very excited about Donald Trump, but lean Donald Trump's way, motivated, get them out, get them voting. And look, we're talking in some of these swing states where the margin of victory for Kamala Harris over Donald Trump, or Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, could be tens of thousands of votes, even thousands of votes. It could be less than that. And so as a result, every single vote truly is going to count. And, you know, nobody's concerned right now on either side who's going to be voting in New York. We know that's going to go Kamala Harris's way. And in other places around the country where absolutely it's going to go Donald Trump's way, Mississippi, Alabama, Idaho, Wyoming, a lot of states out west in the south. So it's going to be those swing states that are absolutely critical. And not only just at the presidential level, we haven't even mentioned the Senate or the House, but both the Senate and the House are absolutely up for grabs right now. And if you're a presidential candidate, you want to do what's best for yourself, but you also want to do what's best for your party, and you want to be able to have that legislative advantage going into the White House too. So the political calculus is pretty multidimensional here, to say the least.
The two candidates, on one hand, the Harris campaign has, I don't know if they're doing it, you know, and if it's going to work, but they are trying to appear to make an effort to reach across the aisle. She said in the interview last week she would hire a Republican to be in the cabinet. They've done some outreach, some advertising, saying, hey, if you're a Republican, you know, we want to have you on our team. Not so much, or is that going on the other side of the aisle? And how important is that outreach?
Well, it's important for her because she thinks that she can actually get some voters who are leaning Republican or who are more conservative, but are kind of through with Donald Trump and just don't want to see him back again, and can grab them or keep them home and not voting for Donald Trump, which is also a victory in and of itself for the Harris campaign. Donald Trump is taking a different tack, a different strategy, in the sense that he's not so much going after those voters, but he's going after those low propensity voters, those who absolutely would be pro-Trump and pro-MAGA in word and deed and may love Donald Trump, but to simply just don't go to the polls. So he's going to be focusing very hardcore on them. It's a subtle difference, but it's a strategic difference, and one which both campaigns are going to be working as hard as they can to achieve during this election.
Dave, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dave Leventhal, Washington Insider, with us this morning on WBEN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.